It's called carbon sequestration. The idea is to use a chemical process to remove carbon dioxide from power plant emissions and pressurize it into a liquid form. The liquid would then be injected into saline aquifers up to 10,000 feet below the ground. The government wants to create 4 to 10 regional partnerships to study the possibility of carbon sequestration. One of the potential sites is in the Illinois Basin. The basin extends throughout 3/4 of Illinois into western Indiana and western Kentucky. Robert Finley is the director of the Center for Energy and Earth Resources at the Illinois State Geological Survey. He says carbon sequestration could be a good transition for the country as it moves away from using fossil fuels.
It would allow us to use coal in a more environmentally responsible way while we look toward the future with additional use of renewables and ultimately perhaps going to a hydrogen economy.
Finley says at this point, sequestration doesn't work with other pollutants found in power plant emissions, such as sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, and mercury. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Annie McDowell.